So today we're gonna do advanced lead guitar tips with Micah, and I'm very excited about it. We've been talking about doing the tune Funky Bitch by Fish. Originally it was, I guess, Sun Seals. I looked it up, and it goes something like, so we should, at least let's just play through the riff and the chords. Let me hear you, your volume. Maybe count the chords. So 1, 2, 3, go. So count, play the chords.
Don't even know what they are.
Oh, it's C. Oh, okay. Well, it's a blue. In C. That was the solo. Well, here's the F. And then it's back to C. And here comes the turnaround G. And then here's the riff. All right, so let's take a minute for me to show you that. You know the form of a blues, right?
Yeah, I didn't realize. I got it from here.
And can we hear you? Okay, let me hear you. What happened? You were on it a second ago. There you go.
Oh, it's a chord.
Is it a 50 chord?
I think we're good now.
I think that's good. And then the, you know the chords, but it's not quite a 12 bar blues. It's a, You get to bar 9, 10, and then it's actually an 11 bar blues, isn't it? Because instead of a proper turnaround, you have that lick. So let me hear you comp it. 1, 2, 3, go. C. B flat, and then C, I'm sorry, G, and then B natural, and takes you right back to the, a little B first before you hit the C.
Okay.
So 3, 4. Thank you. So I wanted to hear you for a couple minutes just to get some ideas about where we should start. So you have quite a bit of great raw material, from good vibrato to good great, you know, command of the fretboard, to hammer-ons and pull-offs, to string bending, and things like that. And yet, you're so modest in your playing. In the jam session we had, you know, you're either modest or you run out of ideas too quickly. Or we're going to talk about both of those things. So, number one, let's start with that. Let's start with, you know, be bold. Like, just decide to be bold. Can you really just transform your playing just by setting an intention to do so? It's just a question you probably never asked yourself before. When I was married, to an amazing drummer. And she's still a good drummer. She doesn't practice much anymore. I still see her and play with her sometimes. I used to ask her, and that was when I was still, like, learning jazz. She's a jazz drummer. And I would say to her, you know, how is it that you can sound great every time and you don't even really practice? And she said, first of all, I decide before I play, I decide that whatever happens, it's going to be freaking great. And so, you know, can you cop an attitude just right now on the spot? We're not going to do a lot of this. I'm going to give you like 2 or 3 minutes to just cop an attitude and pretend you're the greatest guitar player in the world and people are paying $250 a ticket to see you and the house is packed. All right? No pressure, right, Micah? But it's probably something you never thought about. And I learned that. And I learned that sometimes when I don't and I forget to do that, I forget to adopt that attitude, people may still like it, but I'm confused. I mean, I can't even really tell how much they like it because I'm not liking it. I haven't decided to love it. And when I'm loving it, everyone loves it, and there's no question about it, right? So, or even if they don't, if there's just you're in some background music gig or something, and it's not a concert, you know, I still have a freaking blast. Who cares? So why not just decide to have a blast every single time? Not that you're not enjoying your playing, but be bold and see what happens. I'll stop lecturing. Here we go. Is this cool?
Yeah. All
right. We'll get into more specific guitar stuff first, but give me a... Pretend you got $250 ticket sitting right in front of you. Here we go. 2, 3, 4. Oh, I guess there's a delay on this so I'll count the best I can. 2, 3, 4.
No, I didn't know we were going right into it.
It's all good. I'm kind of teasing a little bit. But yeah, give me... Second thing is, maybe take some chances with the string bending. You have very good vibrato. I'd like to hear you bend and do vibrato at the same time. Something that a lot of blues guitarists do, I don't hear you do that much of. I'll hear you bend, and I'll hear you do great vibrato. Whatever you do, right? But I don't hear them at the same time. You know, little stuff like that. Little or big stuff, doesn't matter.
Okay.
So let's just start. We're gonna start in E shape. Sorry, I'm out of tune a little bit. So. But if you start here, very cool. Oh, maybe it's you that's out.
Yeah, I'm a little out.
Alright, so one of the most common places to bend. So I'm actually gonna get the Les Paul because I can bend on my guitar. Yeah. Let me hear it.
Yeah.
And then while the string is bent, shake that puppy. Yeah. This is one of the only times the thumb actually comes off. This is the way I do it. The thumb actually comes off the back of the neck. Like right now you got your thumb hanging over.
Yeah.
But when you do that bend, take that thumb off and have everything, see what that feels like. Not something you're really used to,
no.
I think. But that sounds good.
It's hard to stay right around the note.
And well, first just bend the note up to the exact pitch you want without bending it. Yes, you can do that effortlessly, I think. So then just practice doing it. There's no issue. Strings you got on that, heavy or light? Or
they're kind of in the middle.
All right, good. I have fairly heavy strings, so
yeah.
But I do that on purpose. That's the two. Those are the two most common. Well, the other one is we're in the E shape. So we're in the key of C for the purposes of the recording. The first bend we did was on the second string, 11th fret, and we bent it up a whole step. The other bend we did was on the first string, 11th fret. We bent that up a whole step. Wait, I think you're one fret off, so... Yeah, there you go. And then the third bend we're going to talk about is at the third string, 10th fret. Also goes up a whole step. So, think about where you're going to play the next note that you're going to bend to, which is the second string, 8th fret. And bend right to that and only to that. You could also bend both strings together. That's a Hendrix thing. Right? Sounds just like that song. But I'm taking it outside the key. But mostly just when you're bending, use all three fingers and keep the thumb, take the thumb off the neck. So you got your whole muscle, you should feel it right at your bicep, the strongest muscle in your arm. How's that feel?
Yeah.
In fact, put finger one on there too, but all three fingers. The bend is actually made with the third finger, but you're putting all three fingers on there and the thumb comes off. Now you got nothing but your strong bicep. How's that feel?
No. Not used to that.
Not used to it? It sounds good though. Just jam around for a second. With all three bends in that position. Some other licks around it, but still use that. That's confidence right there. Showed was I usually either start or end the phrase with something like that.
Right.
So very good. Let's move to the next. The next shape was the D shape. The one that's most common. We're in the key of C. Is the 13th fret first string. You know where these? Did you know where these bends were?
Some of them.
Is there any that were new to you so far?
No.
Okay, good. I was hoping you would say that.
But these are most of the ones I know.
So yeah, good. So, and bends can be whole or half. Sometimes you can bend the minor third. You can bend the minor third. I'm getting off topic a little bit, but the minor third would be at the first string, 11th fret. And if you bend it slightly up a little, it kind of mimics. It's like you're bending towards the major third. Have you done this before? Like, it's called the blue note.
I know.
It's a mysterious place between minor third and major third. So.
Yeah.
You know. There you go, good, you were good at that. And then I forgot to mention in the previous shape, you could use the third string, 8th fret. You know? And you could either do vibrato on it and bend it, or you could just kind of bend it up gently and then choke it off. Yeah, good. So that's very good. So whether it's here, or, you know, mess around with it. There you go. I was doing 12 bars there for a minute. I forgot we were doing that 11 bar sound. All right, very good. And then some of the other shapes, do you need me to... Should we just run through the common ones?
Yeah,
we'll go the C shape.
Okay.
So we're at the...
Yeah.
We're at the third string, 15th fret. B flat. Do you play it with the finger 3? Because that's where you're at in the finger. Right? You know where you are in the fingering, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And you're going to bend that a whole step. And I do that sometimes too. I'll bend it all the way up. And then all the way back to town, and then shake the crap out of it. Listen to that. I mean, that's maybe just a Dennis Wingism. I don't know. But I mean, I come back down, then I come back up and shake it. So I don't shake it while it's still down. I come back up. So I actually go up twice. I go up, down, and up and shake. Nice. Try that for a minute.
I suppose
if you had maybe a little more strength, or in my case, you know, you have compression on because the distortion makes the note last so much longer. But I think it's a combination of both. Let me turn the distortion off and we'll see. We'll see if I can do it without it, and I'm sure I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Good, nice. So that's just the thing. And then another common place to bend in this position is the second string 16th fret. You can either bend a whole step to F, or half step to the blue note, or just shy of it. Good. Yeah, you got a great vibrato. You got like a B.B. King style vibrato. Sounds terrific. I just want to hear more of those string bendings. More, you know, you sound a little more classic. This is certainly not a criticism. You sound, your blues playing sounds more classic than it does modern, which is nothing wrong with that. So you sound more like B.B. King than Joe Bonamassa, for example. And with stuff like this, you know, being bold, number one. Number two, some string bending in the right places and combining it with vibrato. So this is basically, you know, number two in terms of the whole tip series. All right, so noodle around with all those bends for a minute and I'll comp the tune. 1, 2, 3. Here we're at the second string 18th fret. So the note itself is F. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you're on the right fret.
Wait.
One more fret up, right there. Because that note is in the pentatonic, isn't it?
Yep.
I play it just to show me you got it. Good. So, yeah, both of those. And then The first string 18th fret. Mm-hmm. clap. 3, 4. Shape. We're gonna move to the G shape. Could go down an octave if we wanted to, but since we're on electric guitar, let's stay up here. We're in the G shape. This is the there's not that many bends here. There is one that's common, which is the third string. I don't know what fret that is. 12, 14, 16, 18. 20th fret. Did you say that? You figured it out already?
Yeah, we'll just in the shape.
Alright, good. So, and then you bend it up a whole step. Because remember, it's supposed to sound like the next note. So that's what it's supposed to sound. That. So you're bending. Yep, and get all the fingers behind it, and the thumb comes off, and shake that puppy good. And then the other bend is a little less common, but it's very effective. It's on the second string, 20th fret. Yep, but the next note, we happen to be on a G, but the next note is actually B flat. How far is it from G to B flat?
Flat third.
It's a minor third,
minor
So can you bend one string a step and a half? Sure you can.
Up here,
yeah. So play around with both of those bends, the whole step and the. A lot of times I'll play this lick, I'll bend. So I didn't really move anyway yet. I'm just on two notes. The bended note and then a whole step below it. Then I move E flat and C. I actually move to the next position down and resolve. So that's just a Dennis Wing, but sorry. It's not that original of a lick, really. It's very common. I suppose I could stay in position there. So try to do it in position. Without moving.
Isn't that there?
Yeah, but try to do it on the E flat that's in your position. Yeah, you could do it there. I guess I don't like the fingering as much.
Yeah.
But very good, very good. All right, so noodle around with all that stuff. Nice. sounds good. And then, can we move on?
Yeah.
So the next thing after string bending is to combine the string bending with double stops. I never really hear you play more than one note.
Not too much.
And it can really, especially if you have distortion on, it can really add a little bit of an edge. I mean, one note sounds pretty clean, but listen to the tension between, you know, and you can do that anywhere. So just go back to your E shape. You know, I mean, whole classic song. Power chord has become famous because of how great it sounds. Yes, and stuff like that. We're gonna talk about you can bend and do a double stop at the same time. But I didn't want to get ahead of us. Just do some double stops first. Look for anywhere you can play them. I can give you some famous, like when you're in the E shape, your all that stuff lines up. Everything on this fret. When you get to the second and third strings on the 8th and 10th fret, yeah. Play it. There's a note in there that's actually not in the pentatonic,
right?
But no one cares. Yeah, what about bending a double stop? Sure, right. You know, sure. Why not? We talked about that one a little bit where you bend one part of the double stop. That can be done anywhere. Like say these two notes, 8 and 11 on strings 1 and 2. So you can, or how about 11 and 11 on strings 1 and 2, you bend string 2. Very common. You ever hear the song Train Kept a Rollin'?
I don't know if I know that one.
Made famous by a lot of bands, like Aerosmith did a great version of it. It's a classic old blues tune. I recommend you listen to it. This is how it's, or it sounds like Highway Child, but that's a different key. But right here, the string 2, fret 11, and string 3, fret 10, you bend the third string and leave the other one down. You can even do three techniques at once. You do double stop, you bend, and vibrato all at once. Except the trick there is to not bend the top note too much. It's not easy. Great, a big attitude, you know?
Yeah.
Big attitude. So just noodle around with that. Another common one in the D shape just above it is frets 12 and 11 on strings 3 and 2. And we might have talked about this one time. Yep, that's very common. Some double stops. 2, 3, 4. Thank you. play double stops anywhere. So do you know, pick another shape besides the E shape and the D shape. Let's go to the next shape, the C shape. Any two notes. But just use the notes of the minor pentatonic for now. So any two notes.
Yeah. Yep.
So start or end a phrase with one of those. Let me just demonstrate. Accenting. And I'm combining it with other techniques. Vibrato. We didn't really talk about hammer-ons and pull-ups because you're very good at those. But now it's time. You certainly have all the raw materials to just start combining. So my suggestion, combining two, pick any two techniques. I consider hammer-ons and pull-ups one big thing, right? Because they're just the inverse of each other. And then the other ones are double stops, string bending, and vibrato. Combine two of those four, you know, and just explore, you know. And then once you're comfortable with that, or at least when you're ready for the next adventure, try three of them. So I want you to, we didn't really talk about hammer-ons and pull-ups too much because you already know well how to do that. And I don't see any sort of like neglect or weakness there or anything. But so I want you to do it out loud if you don't mind. Pick two of the four, can be something you're comfortable with or not, doesn't matter, and we're just going to explore combining only those two things for right now. So which two do you want to do?
Let's try double stops and bending, string bending, I guess.
All right, double stops and string bending, you got it.
And I just picked those at random, so we'll see
how it goes. And so just to reiterate, all the same bends that we talked about, and you're either going to grab a string below it or above it. Usually you're going to grab a string above it because when you bend towards the ceiling.
Yeah.
So there you go. So here we go, 3, 4.
Thank you. to another?
You like literally bend, do a double stop and a bend at the same time.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know, yeah. Technically what you were doing there was not really a double stop because... Unless they're both ringing at the same time. Yeah, but get your... I'm not sure where you're at exactly.
That doesn't count?
You can. I thought we were going to just do the minor pentatonics, but okay. You certainly can okay. Right there. What about right there? Like... Very common. So I'm at the... I'm at the 15th fret first string and the 16th fret. Hello, guys.
Hello.
You're looking like you're confused. Hey, Chad. Good to see your shoes off, dude, bud.
So,
So 1, 2, 3, 4. Places where you're bending, and you would have to be, they would probably have to be on bending either the third or second string, because when you're bending the top string, you don't have room for another note down it. So look for all the places where you can bend, like we talked about that. Let's get out of the E shape for a minute. Let's go to like the A shape, so I can demonstrate. So let's say you have a bend here. So you have two choices. You can either stick that note on top, meaning stick a note, you have to stick another note on top. Yep, or you have to stick the, very common.
Which one is that?
So we're in the A shape. Yep, you can do that, or keep the same bend and stick the next note in the scale after. I'm not explaining myself very well, but. So this, I'm not explaining this well. We're in the A shape, and we got this. So wait, I think you got out of the A shape for a minute. Play up to that note. Okay, so this is how you're gonna be thinking when you decide to. So you're basically just gonna ask yourself, how can I best combine those two? Well, if I'm combining bending and double stops, I need to bend on the, I can't bend on the top string, number one. Yeah. So that rules out a bunch of them. And then wherever, whatever shape I'm at, let's say if I'm at the A shape and you're at now the 14, 16, 18th fret, second string.
Yeah.
And the next note in the pentatonic is that note. And the next note after that is that note.
Yeah.
Play it. I think you're not visual. Yeah, that. So you have two choices. You can bend this and bend this and hold this. Or bend this and hold this.
Oh, here?
No, above it. With pinky.
Oh.
On a B flat. I still don't... I still don't think you're seeing it. You're bending second string while holding first string 15th fret? Or you're bending second string while holding first string 16th, 17th, 18th fret? First string, 18th fret. Just do it. First string. First string.
Oh, first string. Okay.
18th fret. Right there. That.
Okay.
Right? How's that? Yeah. Sounds cool, right? He loves vibrato, this guy. He's always trying to do it. He's a master at it. You can get your guitar and get ready, bud. But does that make sense? Like, why are those my two options? Because that's all I got above that.
I got it.
Hey, John. Come on in, bud. All right? So just demonstrating a little bit, okay? All over the neck, not just right there. But I'm gonna map out, I'm gonna basically just look for bends and stick whatever notes. Generally there may be two per, So let me just demonstrate, and then we'll be done. Here we go. We had more time, but
yeah,
but that was fun. So how you guys been?
Good. How you doing?
Have you guys met before? Andrew and
Micah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Talked a little fish.
We did.
Yeah, that's right. I used to always associate you guys together because your wives called me around the same day, right. And we had a similar conversation of you guys getting ready to go to the fish concert.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
It was funny. We were just playing around on Funky Bitch a little bit.
Uh huh.
Yes, we got it started on all this.
Nice.